And we have another volunteer to speak with their experiences here at Occupy Portland. Who are you? What's your name?
My name is Michael Wilden.
Hi, Michael. How are you doing today?
Great. You know, and I'm really happy to be here. I just came from San Francisco, and, you know, I'm by myself and stuff, but I walked up here, and I've met a lot of nice people. They gave me a tent to sleep in, and, you know, good food, and I got my girlfriend with me, and I got to make it to the first. You know, I don't know too much. I'm kind of dumb, but I'm learning a lot. You know, I'm really learning a lot about what's going on about it. A lot of different people out here, a lot of different kinds of people, with different complaints and different things. Some people are really upset. Some people aren't. Some people just walk around, they're just, you know, wearing pink and just being stupid. And there's a lot of dummies out here. A lot of people who don't even know this is like a party for them. And I'm sorry, I'm chewing back like I got a spit, excuse me. But anyway, you know, there's just all different kinds of people. And, you know, what really gets me is this, and I can really understand this, is about, you know, people who have jobs and they're working. Like, I worked in construction for 15 years, and then it fell through, and then I couldn't find any more work. And next thing I know, I'm on the street, and I find a community like this with people with open arms and, you know, people want to help, and that's where I wound up. I'm lucky to get Social Security right now. I'm very lucky. I got $900 coming on the first. I'm going to get me, I believe in cable television. I don't believe it's corporate brainwash. But, you know, I like to watch cable, and I like to have me in a place. But, you know, there's like 500 people out here right now. And if you could put 500 people in a place to live, you know, there's homeless people out here. And they don't have nowhere to go, and they're trying to survive. And, you know, and every day it's a job for them just to get a shower, you know, or some food to eat. It's work, you know, so we collect cans. And you know, I just don't know what to say. Anything you want to say to me?
Well, when did you come up here?
About a week ago.
A week ago. So you've been in camp that long?
Yeah, and I have three free tents. There's three open tents if somebody needs it. But, you know, that's besides the point.
When you were in San Francisco, were you part of the Occupy San Francisco, or did you see it, go through it?
Well, you know, there's a lot going on in San Francisco.
Right, right.
A lot of naked people riding bicycles down the street naked and stuff like that, you know. And so that's besides the point. You know, I love everybody over there, too. But, you know, it's rough. Say you know, for one thing, you know, if you got a kid, make sure they graduate high school, you know. That's the first step, because if you don't do that, you know, there's a downfall right there. You got to, you know, this world is tough, and you got to really work to get into, you know, a good line of employment, a union or something, to where you're going to be taken care of, because you might work for 10 years, you're in your 35 or something, and then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, you're losing your house, or you're losing everything, and you wind up, you know, in a community like this with people helping you. But there's a big part of this city, and I'm part of the 99%. I don't make that much money, and it's hard to survive on $900 a month. You know, it's enough to pick me up and get me going, but it's not enough. You know, there's a lot of homeless people, a lot of different types of people, and they're great people. And you don't see fights around here or nothing, and we're doing our best, you know. I'm sure, you know, in another couple months, you know, it's going to be like a cow patty farm or something. It's just, you know, we can't, you know, and pretty soon they're going to clear us out of here, but this is going to, you know, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. You know, people are happy, and real people, you know, people that need help, and they're trying to make it in this world, and they just, all these tall buildings around, and they're just really, I've walked around, and, you know, and I've had AIDS for 27 years. I have a spleen removed. I'm 49 years old. I had Hep C, Hep B. I'm sorry. When I was younger, I did some meth, and I liked it. It helped me out at the time. But, you know, I know it's no good. I know it's wrong, you know, but you know, it takes away the depression sometimes, and, you know, and I don't want to ever do it again. It's just, it's something, you know, I really wanted, but it's hard in this world. It's really hard, you know. Any other questions?
No, I'm good.
There's good people around here, and, you know, if you're lonely, if you're on the street and you need somewhere to go, you need a hug from somebody, there's all kinds of friendly people around here, you know, and, you know, it's hard to get a quarter, you know, ask for a quarter on the street, and I'm glad for some people. Somebody gave me $10 the other day, and he gave me $5, but, you know, I'm gonna learn to manage my money better and get into a place and start manning up. I'm 49 years old, you know, and I don't need no liver failure at my age. You know, I'm drinking. It takes away the depression, you know. But I went in the liquor store the other day, and the lady said, "We smell alcohol in your breath. We're not giving you no." And I was like, "What? Come on! I haven't even had a beer today." And so, you know, and it's hard to get a beer in Portland. You know,
well, that's the first time I heard that.
It is. You got to really travel long ways. But, you know I got to stop. I really do want to. But when you're by yourself for a long time and, you know, these hotel rooms, you go in there and you're alone and you're watching Judge Judy on TV and there's a liquor store right across the street and you have some money in your pocket, you're like, you drink a beer and all of a sudden everything's okay, you know, but it's not okay, you know. It's really better to feel the depression and just, I know, but it's really hard, you know. It's, you know, and there's a lot of good people in the world, and I'm glad to be here. They serve you good food. I got a tent to make it till the first. I got my girlfriend back. She's crashed out, but, you know, I'm just trying to make it, you know, whatever it takes, you know. You see people walking around the street, they ask you for a quarter, you know. But, you know, we're not really stupid. We know what's going on, and we know, you know, you guys got your own place. And I understand, you know, people don't want to be bothered. They don't want to be bothered in the world. The world's tough, and there's a lot going on. But respect other people, you know. Respect everybody and where they're coming from, you know, because we're all human beings in this world, and we all are trying to make it, and everybody's, you never know who you're talking to. You never know who you're talking to.
That's a great point. I do.
And, okay.
Michael, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, and all I want to say is, you know, anybody's listening, just remember, you know, if you're, you know, some people, hey, the world's a big place. That's what I'd say. I don't know what to say.
Thanks, man. All right.
Come in and take our tents, which did happen. And we do have our work groups. It's a struggle right now with all the tension of not finding, being able to stay at a place. And yeah, but we do have work groups just like Portland, but not a good setup like you guys. This is amazing.
Well, in Seattle, in Occupy Seattle, so no tents, no sleeping bags, and no, now you're saying no umbrellas.
Well, that's only for Westlake, and that seems to be the general consensus where people want to stay.
So there's more than one site going on.
Yes, Mayor offered up City Hall. Personally, a lot of people are not happy with that because the mayor has kind of been wishy-washy on a lot of things. Permits have been revoked. I believe that it's not safe. As City Hall is built, there's like a big U-shaped high wall. So if police were to come in, we would be pinned in.
Okay.
And there would be no way out. And I felt like that could be a huge safety issue because we've dealt with the police already before.
And you say there has been some police brutality.
Yes. There's been quite a bit. Monday morning was something you would probably see in a movie, honestly. There was about maybe 100 cops that showed up, metal barricades. They used their bikes as barricades. They shoved people with their bikes. They have kicked people. There was someone kicked in the head. There was my friend personally. She's handicapped and she has back problems, and she was nowhere close to a tent, but they were making a bike barricade really wide, and he pushed her with her bike and she fell on the bike, and she said, "Hey, I'm handicapped. Can you please give me a second to get off?" And he continuously to hit her 3 more times after she told the guy to stop hitting her with the bike.
he used the bike as a weapon.
Yes. She has bruises all over legs, indents from the bike pedal.
So at Westlake, that's a better place for people want to stay.
It's a more recognizable place.
Right.
Westlake is pretty much in the middle of Macy's, Nordstrom's, Bank of America. It's the shopping central pretty much for downtown Seattle.
And you left after Monday.
I left after Monday morning. I just felt emotionally very torn up. And I felt like going on the trip, maybe I could learn from other places because there hasn't been so much compared to Seattle through like Olympia or Portland. So
I haven't been so much.
So much problems with the police, okay. Like Seattle has. Sorry.
So did you said you went through Olympia?
Yes, I did.
And they've got a.
Yeah, they're on their fifth day today, and it's going very well. They are right by the Capitol building. It's a great camping area. They have their work groups too. They have a nice, decent kitchen. When we left, there was about maybe 40 to 50 tents. So. They're starting to build up a good group. Yeah.
Great. Spirits there pretty high?
Yes, very high. It is a very good potential place for Washington because it's right by the Capitol building.
Right.
I mean, Bank of America is right around the corner. So, the park is really big and gorgeous. So, I mean, it would be a very nice place for a lot of people to go to.
Terrific. And then you came here, and yes. I see a band on you, so you're helping out with around here?
No, these are from Seattle. I realized, I realized that there isn't that much, like, difference in tape in states. So, yeah, I'm going to, like, cover them up. But, yes, we have our own tape system going down in Seattle, too.
What's the paint splotch there?
One's Fun and Games. It's
okay.
A small group that I have been trying to create in Seattle, but with the whole police thing, there isn't really any time for, like...
Fun and Games.
Fun and Games.
It's all pretty serious.
Yeah.
And your pirate arm band there.
Oh, this one, actually, I was very proud to get. A lady from Nicholsville came and visited us and to give us advice on living in tents and kind of dealing with the city and camping or occupying. And this one represents helping people take down their tent or putting up their tent if they choose want to take them down or not. So,
okay. Well, yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to joining? Are you going to be here a while, or are you continuing your tour of occupied areas?
Well, we're going to stay here another night, and we're probably going to leave later on Friday evening, and we're going to head down to Sacramento and then San Francisco right afterwards.
Terrific. And then you have plans to return to Seattle?
I hope so. I really enjoy going to different occupies, but yes, hopefully after San Francisco, I'm probably going to head back to Seattle because there's... I think it's really important that I should get back to Seattle and relay what I've learned because we are struggling and we need help. We really do.
All right. Hopefully you'll get it, and the experiences you'll find from the other ones will help. And then the experiences you find at the other occupies should help by that, I would think.
Oh, it helps already. I mean, just walking into Portland and being greeted with open arms immediately was an amazing thing.
All right. Well, thanks, Nadine.
Appreciate
your time. Was there anything else you wanted to relate? Or
I really hope Seattle Police Department calms down because we are peaceful protesters, and I don't feel like we need to be confronted like we're going to riot and destroy the city because that's completely the opposite. We want our city to grow and be plentiful, so...
I think that's a message that's getting lost and glossed over by the media and
portraying. Yeah, it really is.
So, all right. Thank you, Nadine.
Thank you, guys.
And a safe journey.